somebody suggests we discuss some issues that relate to when there are differences of opinion between husband and wife. So the derech klal, like any other situation, even a husband and wife, even amongst other relationships, one knows to be careful exactly when it speaks. And the Torah can never use any form of chalos, any kind of evil path. And there's always a sense of gehura by being mevater. Hashem ois l'ama yitain, Hashem yivarech shemo v'shalom, that there's always a certain strength of being mevater. There's always a meter that a person should continue to develop amongst themselves. The Gemara says, and Allah mein avoilman. So all these things are true about relationships, our relationships. So they become all the more important in one's home, because one is once established the atmosphere of the home. So being careful not to have to speak in an appropriate fashion. So if when Rachman Ultan slips and one speaks inappropriately in one's home, so that could have make a very bad roshim on the home, and could certainly impact the way that kids see themselves and the person sees himself. And the same thing with having an atmosphere of vitur, an atmosphere of providing and of giving and of selflessness. These become all important aspects to establishing a family, as we spoke about in Mikdash Shmat. What's unique about one's home is that the relationship between husband and wife is a relationship of Boser Echad. The rabbi points out that we learn from Chumash that Vila Boser Echad means, in addition to what Rashi says, that Boser Echad, we have children together. But Boser Echad means that we look at the relationship as Guf Echad, and so many of the Bali Musar build on this rabbi, that just like a person does not get upset with part of their own goof, so husbands and wives should be careful not to get upset with each other. Just like a person is has a great degree of self-awareness, so they should make sure that the same thing is true for husband and wife. What does that mean? So one of it means that we are enormously patient with ourselves, and we are enormously understanding of ourselves. And it says, so that we should always provide for one's wife as well, and the wives for the husbands. To try to understand if husband and wives differ over something, it's very, very rarely. The only reason I don't say never is because maybe I'm missing something, but it's very rarely that the moment has to be seized when one has a moment of disagreement. You know, in all my discussions with people, I don't remember a situation where something could not have been discussed le'achar ma'aseh, where b'seicha ma'aseh was more meaningful than later on. When a person is engaged, Mara says the person that sits, the person, so there's nothing, there's not going to be any value. It's very hard to defuse people. Very hard to defuse ourselves. So it's almost always, and again, the only reason why I'm saying almost always is because maybe I'm missing something, that Bishas Maisa, one can be mevater and be empathetic, and the lone bane of Olven, and then revisit the situation later on. So I remember we had the situation, now we're calm, we can discuss it. Yudhisha Vidas, was I thinking, were you thinking? And it can be done out of a sense of, again, just Yudhisha Vidas, wanting to understand each other better. The relationship of husband and wife is, at one hand, is Lubos Erechot. On the other hand, you have to become more aware of each other. You grew up differently, you have different backgrounds, you saw different people discussing in different ways. You have different preferences, so over a lifetime you learn more about each other. So it's a combination of being entirely open, just like when it's open to one's own guf, and learning more, becoming more self-aware, which happens with ourselves as well. So that keeps that is why one has to be open. In other words, being mevater has a positive and a side of caution to it. Being mevater means it's a great midah. And the law made in Ireland, being selfless, being mistapik mehuvat, you'll work things out later on, you'll figure things out later on. That's the good side of Viter. The bad side of Viter is that if one never lets one's spouse know what one's preferences are, what one's needs are, how she can give you nachas and you can give her nachas, so you're missing such an important part of an important relationship. So that's why it's important to be mevater and to be expressive. To be mevater and to figure out what's a davishol mabakach, what's insignificant, not really important, silly, or what's something which may be a davishol mabakach, but afal pikein has become part of one's nature, or something could be very important to oneself. Or you could say, I understand it's a quirk, it's in your secrecy, I'll try to work on it, I work on it, whatever, but it's important that each other very often spouses feel, if it doesn't, if I have to tell my wife, so what's it worth? So that is probably not an emes, because we're not in the VM, we don't understand, we miss things sometimes, and it's blindside us. If something's important to me, so b'safar rak, in good moments, in quiet yeshiva das moments. That's what someone discusses, and every spouse wants to know what's important for their spouse, because they want to give each other nachas and give each other simcha and help each other mechaz each other. So it's a double-sided coin. B'shas ma'isa vitus gevaldik, and it could be that you have to be about certain things that could be. You have to decide what's important and what's important for one's home, what's unimportant for one's home, and that's part of. Of Ava, Deslu's word, is Hav, is giving. That's Viter, giving, it's all part of Ava. Good. At the same time, it's important that if one knows something's important for oneself, to express it, not to say, maybe she'll figure it out, maybe he'll figure it out. If they don't figure it out, what's it worth? No, for carrots. That's sometimes people are, especially men are usually much more closed than women. Usually men. And if you remember your own adolescence, your parents probably remember your adolescence, that parents always feel that they're on a need-to-know basis with their kids. Right? There are certain years of adolescence where if my parents need to know, I'll tell them. If not, I'll work it out myself. So men generally have this this approach. And in a marriage, one has to grow beyond that. It has to also be very, very careful, because again, you don't impact negatively the closeness of the relationship. But also, women haven't been the yisera. One of the great frustrations of marriage for men is that women are very often right, and more often right than not. The men usually the women are right. So even more frustrating is that the rabbanim usually think the women are always right. So it's like you get knocked down twice. So, but that's because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him bina yisera. They gave him intuition, and sometimes men can think and work things out with all the analysis alone, and they'll come to a certain conclusion, and their wives will hear the situation and within 3 seconds come to the same conclusion. That's very frustrating, but that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's bria. It's and has to be aware that there's a bina yisera, and be accepting of it, and to not get upset when it happens. One has to be very careful in a husband-wife relationship never to have l'aniyas da'ati, and never to have a parenting approach. That a husband-wife should never figure in their minds they'll teach their spouse a lesson. Right? They'll do X, Y, and Z, and then he or she will learn something. That's not a husband-wife relationship. That's a parent-child relationship. Not shaykh. It's the wrong approach to take. It's demeaning. It's the right thing to do with the child sometimes, that the child has to learn through consequences, but that's not the way that you want to be treated. and it's just not shaykh. And sometimes one hears oneself going through that motion, you have to stop yourself, take yourself back. Sometimes you see it in parents, in the previous doors of relationship. It's not, there's no place in a marital relationship. When it hears oneself thinking those terms, you have to unlock and say, no, I'm going down the wrong road. Overall, one cannot overestimate the value of a calm and peaceful home and a calm and peaceful relationship. One cannot overestimate the importance of stepping back and letting things go till there is a quiet and we have time to think about it. Because Baruch Hu gave us a Briya, He put our teeth in front of our tongues, so we should bite our tongues many, many times. Many times it's very, very, you know, sometimes in yeshiva we're impressed by a sharfkeit, but a blitz. It's not, this is no place in the real world. In the real world, it's almost always that you have time to think about it, way to say it, think, is it really important, unimportant, how to say it, when is it right to say it? And to appreciate yeshiva das in a home, and Rabbi Alpert used to point out that he says the reason, he explains why is it that a kohen can't marry a grusha. So he explains that by the irrespective of what happened, but the very nature of a grusha is that there's less stability in that person's life. A kohen has to have has to be on a higher ruchniistic level. So the Torah is teaching us that one can achieve greater ruchnius with greater yeshiva das. The holy yisoid went to get married and before it's yisoid, the way that we think. So a home that is calm and is peaceful and nobody in Rachmanot is yelling at each other, or everything is trying to be dealt with in first through vitur and then through revisiting, through thinking. So that's the best situation for having growth in ruchnius and accomplishing that which is important to accomplish. Over the time of marriage, husbands and wives come to a point, hopefully, where they have total trust that their spouse would never want to hurt them. And once one reaches that point, it doesn't happen the moment you get married. It takes time, but over time, when spouses see each other always making decisions, and the decision is never, never, ever because they want to hurt, or so then the lapses that one has every so often are put in the right context. If you forgot to do something, take care of something, it wasn't because you're not machshav your wife. Your wife knows you're machshav, but because you got fetrach in something else, you got taken by something else. It's important also not to play psychologist in a marriage. That not to try to figure out patterns and yesodos of behaviors. Maybe for a psychologist. A person's a very, very good lamdan. I'm sure he's good, he's a brisk lamdan, but if you spend time learning halchin and brisk, you can really learn very well. And so maybe you can figure out yesodos and personality as well. But it takes many, many years of being in the right place, in the right atmosphere, the right shiurim, in the red list, maybe then. But aside from that, it's not a smart thing to do. Not to try to figure out patterns and figure that's for yourself. When you have moments of self introspection, but not with one's wife, because usually one ends up being incorrect and misunderstanding and being off the mark. So again, so what we're pointing out is the yisoidus to keep in mind is beyond the hanhagas that B'nai Torah have with other people, the special hanhagas of being in a relationship of Basar Echad. Basar Echad means, on one hand, that we strive to have awareness of each other's needs to the extent of our own self-awareness, but it means that also one should always stop and think, we're in this together, we're one. I would never say anything to myself. I would always give myself the benefit of the doubt. I would always respect the pressures of the moment, right? And the understanding that what happens when people disagree, can introduce instability into home, it can introduce take away from the yishuv adavam or for a carrot. It can build the respect that spouses have for each other. It can build the way that people speak to each other and learn to speak to each other, and can build the trust that the husband and wives have for each other. And again, most important, never to be impulsive, always to take a step back and to be able to leave things for a time when there's where Yishuv Hadas. Okay, let's get back to there.